This is Joseph Morton. Scene 1. Turbulence buffeted the private luxury jet. Captain Rick Sanders kept cool. Hell, he'd flown 36 sorties over the Persian Gulf. A little light chop was nothing. His immediate concern was the rock star who'd chartered the plane. Back in the cabin, she was drunk and harassing her band members. Rick nudged Grady Burke, the lanky young co-pilot, to his right. I wish we had locked cockpits like the airlines. The voice of an air traffic controller from SoCal Approach Center filled the cockpit. Gulfstream Echo Alpha, descend and maintain 8,000 feet, heading 260. Rick banked toward the newly assigned heading. A bottle of Avion tucked behind his seat rolled across the floor. Behind him, Molina, the latest one-name idol to light up the charts, rustled into the cockpit, reeking of Jack Daniels. He swiveled toward her. "Hi, handsome," the singer said, her hair in disarray. She lifted her shirt, bearing an impressive pair of fake boobs. Rick flashed a friendly grin. He appreciated the female form as much as any man, but this was not the time or place. Pilot in command meant he had passengers to think about. "It's not safe having you up here," before Rick could finish. A jolt of turbulence sent the woman stumbling over a stack of flight charts. "Watch out!" Grady tried to stop her, but she careened into his lap, ending up splayed across the control wheel. She grabbed it to steady herself. The plane nosedived. Dishes in the galley crashed, and someone in the main cabin screamed. "She killed the autopilot," Grady cried out, struggling for control of the wheel. "I've got the plane." Rick cut the airspeed and deployed the spoilers. White-hot adrenaline shot through him. The G-force of an abrupt maneuver could snap off a wing. He had to stop their freefall. "Let go." Grady struggled with Molina, wrestling her grip from the yoke. With a gentle hand, Rick guided the plane back into a controlled descent. Grady blew out a breath. "When they cleared us down to 8,000, Rick said to Molina, "they didn't mean all at once." "You know you want me." She focused her glazed eyes on Rick. Rick elbowed Grady. "You've got the airplane." Flipping the flight attendant call switch, he climbed out of his seat. "Come on." Rick pulled Molina to her feet. He returned the woman's shirt to its proper position. "I'm flattered, but my company forbids socializing with clients." He nudged her forward. "Now, be good and go back to your seat." He used the calm, deep voice reserved for edgy travelers. No matter how irritating or obnoxious a passenger, Rick Sanders never lost his temper, and he always treated a woman with respect. Scene 2. Kate pressed hard on the brakes, and the Lear thumped to a stop. "At the shoreline," Rick said. "Turn left to 170 and level off at 8,000. We'll go out over the ocean and do some maneuvers." He tightened his seatbelt. "And remember," he said, "we always do as many landings as takeoffs." Kate liked his sense of humor. She grinned. "Roger that." Rick's blue eyes twinkled. "Ready for your magic carpet ride?" He called the tower. 88 Sierra Romeo's ready for takeoff." A voice from the tower responded. 88 Sierra Romeo, position and hold." Kate nudged the throttles up, a quiet roar filling the cockpit. The Lear inched forward. With help from Rick, Kate stopped on the center line of the runway. "Flaps 10 degrees," Rick said. She set the indicator to the appropriate mark, and the flaps whined into place. 88 Sierra Romeo, cleared for takeoff." Kate curled her fingers around the steel handles of the throttle. Once again, she felt Rick slip his left hand tightly over hers. She looked up at him. "We're going to do this real smoothly," he said. Kate's heart pounded again. She looked into his eyes, hesitating there a moment too long. His gaze immobilized her. The sound of the jet engines and the deep blue of his eyes became etched as a single memory. She would never be able to go flying again without remembering this moment and the color of his eyes. Scene 3. Kate stood by the tiller, enjoying the last look around. Rick placed the basket under a bench and hoisted the mainsail. He fastened the halyard, but didn't realize the boom was unsecured. A burst of wind set the sail in motion. Kate saw it coming, but there was no time to warn him. The heavy wooden beam hit Rick first, throwing him into Kate, knocking them both to the deck. Kate, lying on her back, looked up at Rick. Sprawled atop her, Rick pushed himself up on one elbow and stared at her. "My God, are you all right?" he asked. "I'm okay, just a little startled."